Einer, well, we're sleepless in Gunsucker, I would say.
Yes, sleepless in Gunsucker. It's 2:40 a.m. We had an ambivalent welcome to Jerusalem. On the one hand, very curious people who came for a constructive dialogue. On the other hand, people who came here to interrupt, to engage in fights.
At a certain fireworks, time, strolling.
Fireworks, strolling, noise. Curses.
Yeah, so I feel like it's almost like Jerusalem in a nutshell, isn't it?
Almost like Jerusalem in a nutshell, but without the Arabs of Jerusalem. We should acknowledge that. 40% of the of Jerusalem's population are Palestinians. Some of them are also Israeli citizens. Some of them are citizens of Jerusalem. It's citizens, citizens. Which means that they do have resident rights in Jerusalem, but they're not formal citizens of Israel.
Okay, so let's go back to the camp and what we have in front of us. And that's probably hundreds, if not more, of camping tents. Very simple ones.
Yes, camping tents. Thousands of people who came here to protests. And I would say that still at this time, there are tens, maybe hundreds of people who are around us for provocations. And I think that dozens of police officers around trying to keep the peace and order.
Yeah, we probably need to acknowledge and thank the police. Their job is just incredibly hard in this situation.
Incredibly hard, and I should say that they are doing a good job in trying to be tolerant and polite as much as possible.
Yeah, and we do see provocations. I mean, individuals just standing on the outskirts of the camp and just cursing repeatedly. Some people even trolling between the tents, trying to maybe pick some equipment, maybe pick a fight. So it's an interesting night here in Jerusalem.
I should say that a couple of people who did come here to provoke, I actually did try to engage with them in conversation. Some of them, it was a dead end. It was very fast, very rapidly determined as a dead end conversation, and I disengaged.
Well, you're a bigger person than I am. I just completely don't even try from the start, I would say.
I should say that with some of the people, it was interesting to talk with because I think that they don't fully understand what we're really doing here. I think that they're very much provoked by social media and half information that they receive from their outlets. And when you start talking truth to power or trying to at least make your argument, you do see that there is a crack in the reasoning, which does not necessarily mean that there's something to talk with, but it does mean that we do have a good point.
Well, you're definitely sharper than I am at this time of the day or the night. My concern is, is it pointless? Like, is this representative of the dynamics in Israel? Because our listeners probably cannot see, but most of the people kind of like surrounding the camp are probably religious, Orthodox to some degree. Many people in black and white, yarmulkes for sure. So just wondering, is this like the future of Israel?
Personally, I don't think it's pointless. I think that we don't have any other relevant choice but to engage in a constructive conversation. I think that many people on our side have the patience to do so as long as legislation halts, as long as we're not being threatened, as long as our values are not being underestimated by governmental legislation, which, to the best of our understanding, and at this night, 500,000 protesters throughout the country understand as a judicial or regime coup.
Okay, that's a strong point. And basically, my brain is shutting down at this point. So I think we'll come to a halt here and try to get some sleep.
Yes, we'll try to sleep. I'm not very optimistic about that, but We do have a long morning waiting for us.
Yeah, so talk to you in the morning. Yes. Thanks, Neil.
Good night.